From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
Geez, Apple can do no wrong.
It can do no wrong. And look, apologies to all the Samsung acolytes out there. We know you're out there, but we're going to talk about Apple. Now, Apple was really pretty hot during the pandemic period. And if you look at the share price, it just in sort of peak COVID despair, fell from $80 to $60. But since then, it's been on fire. Share price has been over $140. And the thing is, the company performance is still sizzling. This has been described, the quarter one that they've just, the first quarter of this year, it's being described as a blowout quarter. So they saw strong sales through the pandemic period, but there was this question about sustainability. Oh, it's just the pandemic. It's not going to carry on. Well, first quarter of 2021, record profit. Strong demand for Mac computers, iPads. People still buying iPads. And you know the new really, really, really expensive iPhone 12s? Well, that price doesn't appear to be putting people off at all. They're very popular. Everyone's hoovering up the iPhone 12s. So analysts now contemplating a full year profit that could exceed $70 billion. So that's just remarkable numbers, aren't they, Mike? So yeah, that's close to 100 billion New Zealand dollars. Remarkable number. So $23.6 billion profit for the quarter. Revenue up 54% to $89.6 billion, well above analyst expectations. Increased the cash dividend, continuing increasing share purchase, repurchase program. Look, we know working from home was a positive for the sector, you know, because everyone had to go out and buy their electronic kit. But the company feels that it might see continued benefit from what's been termed the hybrid working model. Yep. So a sort of mixture of working from home and in the office. So they're saying it was actually harder to sell iPhones and the Apple Watches during the pandemic. One final comment, Mike. This global chip shortage, we know it's proving very problematic for the auto sector because you can't finish your cars without the chips. But CEO Tim Cook and CFO Luca Maestri saying those supply constraints hitting them as well. Share price relatively unchanged, but heck of a result.
You should read The Rise of the Omnichannel Worker in the Digital Age. There was a report out.
Of course I should.
Yes, of course. Yeah, well, there's a report out this week. I read it for you, and it says basically what Apple says, and that is that there's, you know, this going back and forth is the future of office work. Anyway, here's Facebook. Now, here's an interesting insight into humanity.
Yep.
We all hate Facebook.
Everybody.
And yet, it's look at the bottom line.
Yeah, look, every company everyone seemingly loves to hate. I was quite surprised listening to analyst responses to Facebook, actually, because people don't hold back with their personal views around the company. But it's still a $926 billion company. And for all that, you know, for all that animosity, advertising revenue over Facebook is booming. It's pushed revenue and profit sharply higher. Advertising revenue up 46%. So we talked yesterday about this theme of people spending more time and money online, advertisers looking to cash in on that, a la Google yesterday. So they've had a share price boost, 6.1% up overnight. So as much as the public opinion is changing, share price is still going up. Of course, Facebook Inc. also has Instagram and WhatsApp. Mike, there are 2.85 billion monthly active users across their platforms. Got these issues in the background with Apple. That's around Apple adding sort of privacy restrictions to apps. So you now got to opt in, and Facebook is saying that's going to affect advertising. So we'll have to wait and see how that one plays out.
Give me some numbers.
I will. I'll give you some numbers. Dow Jones. Actually, that GDP number seemingly turned the markets around a little bit. 33,993 on the Dow Jones, up 173 points. S&P 500, 4197, up 15. The NASDAQ, 14,069, up 19. FTSE 100, 6961, down 2. The Nikkei, 29,053, up 62. Shanghai Composite, 3474, up 18. ASX 200, 7082, 0.25% gain there. NZX 50, happy days with some takeover news yesterday on the NZX 50 and good confidence numbers. 12,715, up 69, just over 0.5%. On the currencies, 0.7233 against the US, 0.9317 against the Aussie, 0.5969 euro, 0.5189 pounds, 78.78 Japanese yen, gold $1,768, and Brent crude $68.33. And Mike, it's very early, and I'm going to Jersey Boys tonight. You're telling me I could be asleep by the end of it.
It's too long, mate. It's too long.
Too long?
Once you've seen the first half, you've seen it all. It's the four guys. It's the four guys
Andrew,
telling
just
the.
Just bear in mind that Mike hasn't actually been to it, right?
But I don't need to. I've got representatives.
I have been to it, and it was great.
It's four guys telling the same story four times over. So once you've seen two guys, go home.
singing along. I know some of those songs.
Oh, don't do that. That's the other thing they said. They said everyone gets up and dances. Don't do that, Andrew.
Nobody wants to see that.
No, they don't. You have a good one, mate. Andrew Kelleher, JMOWealth.co.nz.